It's 4 o'clock, everybody, and you know what that means. It's time for the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is the edition of our Christmas celebration for 2018. Every year we do this, and Christmas is one of the most holiest holidays that we have. I know a lot of people like to debate about the time when Jesus was born, the month, the year, all of those things, but it doesn't matter. The fact is, he was born to save our souls, and that's what we have to hold to in this season. As we're going out and we're buying gifts and we're getting wrapped up in the commercialism of Christmas, I don't want people to forget the beautiful story that lies behind our Savior's birth. You know, Jesus' birth was predicted from the Old Testament on through. His genes is 14 generations, ending with David, so which means he's a descendant of David. And the Gentiles who believe in them, us, me, have been adopted into this family. And so we get those promises of Abraham as well. But let's start, because Jesus, Mary, his mother, had it revealed to her that she was going to be giving birth to the Son of God. And one of the great things that we miss, or it's easy to miss, is that Elizabeth, who is John the Baptist's mother, and Mary were relatives. And when Mary met Elizabeth and spoke, John jumped up in her belly with the Holy Spirit. So let me read right now from Luke, and we're going to go the first chapter, the 26th verse. It says, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent an angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angels went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled by these words and wondered what kind of greeting this must be. But the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be? Mary asked. The angel said, Since I am a virgin, the angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so that the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. For no words from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your words be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. At the time, Mary got ready and hurried into town in the hill country of Judah, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promise in her. Everyone, Elizabeth, giving honor and glory to Mary, knowing that she will bear the Son of God. The only reason this is happening is to save our wicked souls. That's why it's so important that we don't concentrate on anything except the fact that if he was not born, he could not have died, and he could not have shown us the way before he went back to the Father. But he died for and paid our sin debt. And we have to celebrate this as if we're celebrating him. I have a challenge for those who are out there. If you have not given Christ a gift for his birthday, a wonderful gift would be your life. To accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to bow down and worship him, and to be covered and call him your shepherd. I invite anyone, the doors of the church are open because the church is the body of Christ. If you want to get a closer relationship with him, it's just a conversation away. And you can always go to our website and get more information and more help and references to help you with your spiritual walk. And that is www.jhom.org. All right, everybody. Part one of the story. We're going to move on and get to deeper into the story of Jesus' birth. It is a wonderful story, and I hope that you enjoy it. But next up on the mic, we're going to get a little music going on in here because it is a celebration. And so we're going to do the spirit of Christmas with Catherine and Roger because this is what it's all about, everybody. It's the spirit of Christmas. All right, and here we go. Christmas by Catherine Kendricks. And I am just so excited about Jesus's birthday. Again, if you look at what we're celebrating the fact that our Savior, our Lord and Savior, was born on this day, only to die for our sins and to be rewarded with us in the end. So everybody, I'm going to keep rolling on a little bit with the story. Now, Mary said she was ready. Once Elizabeth told her that this is going to happen to you, Mary said she was ready, and an angel came to Mary and let her know that she was carrying the Son of God. But the angel also came to Joseph, because you have to remember, he was pledged to be married to Mary, and she was pregnant, and in that time, that was a disgrace. That is something that it was considered adultery, you know, and she was not treated kindly by the people around her. But Joseph, even though at first he was very upset, but Joseph heard an angel, and it goes like this. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are giving him the name Jesus, because he will save the people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill the Lord had said through the prophets, "The virgin will be conceived and give birth to a son, and they would call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did not want the angel. He did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him to, and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son and gave him the name Jesus. Joseph had to take up the charge as well, being the son of God. Joseph, as the father, his earthly father, definitely had to support Mary and be there by her side as she went through this remarkable event. As everybody always says, and in the spirit of Christmas, the song just said it, that we really need to let this stay all through the year. I mean, we get so generous at Christmas. You know, we get very open, very loving, very concerned about each other. But this is something that we have to do each and every day. It's not just one holiday. And next up on the mic, I'm going to play Holiday by Cooley the Nazareth. And he talks about the same thing. So everybody, here we go.
Day's a holiday, holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I'm walking straight until you enter heaven's gate. Cause every day's a holiday, holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I'm walking straight until you enter heaven's gate. And claim that peace piece of real estate. Then feast upon that dinner plate. Sip some wine and celebrate. The Nazarite ain't touching grace. Until that day, I pray I may be counted worthy to escape the judgment of our earthly ways. Nothing I can do or say can stop that day. No monkey, gorilla, no chimp, no ain't gon' stop my praise. I need to get up out my face. To the Lord, I dedicate my life. Why you think I grew out the way? My way of life is more than a phase. It's more than a temp fade. I'm locked down, cut to the next page. A mystery I revelate. When the dead rise from the grave and the living fly away, we all shall see a brighter day. Although the bridegroom is delayed, be not discouraged nor dismayed. For he who holds on to the faith, he is the same that shall be saved. So take your cross, I'm walking straight. Do it now, no time to waste. Today's the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice in every way. Every day's a holiday. Holiness the only way to see the Lord again. I say rejoice in Yahweh always. Now say every day's a holiday. Holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I'm walking straight until you enter heaven's gate. Cause every day's a holiday. Holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I'm walking straight until you enter heaven's gate.
Every day is Father's Day, I do just what the Father say. Yeah. They on the Ace of Space, but they don't know what card to play. And I rep the one without power in his hand. Royal you flesh, every day is King Day. Consider me a loyal subject. Holy Ghost, fireworks, July 4th. And yeah, the kingdom suffers violence, the violence take it by force. Kingdom business doing new work. Labor Day, we on the clock. And every day is Thanksgiving for giving me one more shot. Vaccine, gotta run this race. Just like a track team. Gone. Call that cross country John triple 16. Well, God so loved the world, he made it his Valentine. Oops, Valentine, out my mind. Please excuse Jesus. Whatever you want and no shame, but I need that piece of you. Cause I was separating when Adam, me ate that piece of fruit. Every day is Christmas, I'm trying to get in his presence. Okay. Judgment day coming, I'm trying to get into heaven. Cause
every day's a holiday. Holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I'm walking straight until you enter heaven's gate. Cause every day's a holiday. Holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I'm walking straight until you enter heaven's gate.
Holiday by Cooley the Nazareth, because like he said, every day's a holiday. If you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm the presiding pastor, Angela McCarty, the Chicago-based poet known as Sister Pucci, and we're here celebrating the birth of our Savior. And, you know, usually I do this show, every year I've done this show on Christmas. I can't do it on Christmas this year, but what's important is that it's there. For if you know someone who may be alone on Christmas, who needs a good word, who needs to be encouraged, share this show with them. This is the purpose of us doing it at the ministry. We're here as servants, and God said, go forth and present ourselves, our celebration to our Savior. All right, everybody, we're going to keep moving with the music. Next up is Ding Dong Merrily by the Cathedral Choir. And here we go.
Oh!
everybody, that was Ding Dong Merrily on High by the Cathedral Choir. Ah, we're in that spirit. We're in that spirit. We're in that spirit. Now, as we're getting back to the story before I play some more music, everyone has to remember this. If you don't remember anything else from the show, Jesus had a hit on him when he was born. A hit meaning they were seeking to kill the Messiah because he said he was the king of the Jews. The Magi went to King Herod and told him, asked him, where is the king of the Jews so we may worship and adore him? Of course, that made King Herod upset because he's the king. What do you mean the king of the Jews? Who is this person? I'm going to read the rest to you. It starts in Matthew, second chapter, and we're going to start from the first verse and read the whole second chapter. It says, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in Judah, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? He said, he saw his star when it rose and had come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them, where is the Messiah where was to be born? Where was the Messiah to be born? In Bethlehem, in Judah, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went their way. And the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures, and they presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to the country by another route. Everybody, we're going to get back to the story. But before then, we're going to pay Silent Night because our Savior is born. He is born now. And as they came to worship and adore him, and King Herod wanted them to report back, they decided to go a different way because they followed the angel's advice. And everybody, if we can remember anything doing this, is follow the angel's advice when they come to you because they know exactly what God is asking you. All right, everybody, Silent Night, Holy Night, up next, and here we go.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Heavenly peace. shepherds quake at the sight. Glory stream from heaven afar. Heavenly hosts sing hallelujah. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Heavenly peace.
Christmas is not Christmas unless you hear Silent Night, everybody. Again, if you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I am the presiding pastor, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet, known as Sister Poochie, coming to you celebrating Christmas in the birth of our Savior. All right, everybody, you know, what is so wonderful, and we're going to get back to the story because when I said Jesus had a hit on him, it's coming a little bit later. But before we go any further, DJ Shaheem has made a special, special mix for us just for this show. And I can't wait to hear it. I haven't heard it. And I hope you enjoy it. And I hope as much as I know I will, because DJ Shaheem never, you know, but of course, I'm going to go over why we go through the dance break in case you have never listened to us before. We have a dance break because, one, it makes you focus on God, Jesus, or the Holy Spirit for 15 minutes. Boy, what a powerful thing to be in meditation for 15 minutes with God and our Savior. That is a blessed opportunity. And next, the second part is to find out the message that DJ Shaheem is trying to give to us, because with every song that he picks, he definitely has a message. Okay, everybody, we're going to kick this up, and without further ado, we're going to go into the dance break with our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem, and here we go.
You're in the mix, with DJ Shaheem.
Oh,
ones and twos, it's DJ Shaheem.
He's my savior. Lord, Mind this holiday season, if we take it back just a minute here, as I know some people are getting excited about material things, but I wish I could get a church in here, that knows that Jesus is the reason for the season. Can I get one witness in here? Say, can I get one witness in here? Here we go, set.
Here and there, every
And that was the Christmas mix for 2018 with DJ Shaheem. He took us through a lot of emotions, but the best thing I love is the message that he got in here was about praising and worshiping. That is what Christmas is all about, praising, worshiping, adoring him, just being grateful for the gift that God gave us when he gave us his son. And we're going to continue with the story. And we're still in Matthew. I'm coming from the second chapter, and I'm starting at the 13th verse. Now, when they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said. Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left to Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so it was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophets, out of Egypt I call my son. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem in this vicinity who were 2 years old and under. I stopped to repeat that. He wanted to kill every boy in Bethlehem in the vicinity who was 2 years old and under. In accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi, then he was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramshah, weeping, great moaning, Rachel weeping for her child and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Herod was so intent on there not being a new king of the Jews, he slaughtered innocent children. The story of our Savior's birth is not all roses. He had trials and tribulations as soon as he came into this world. To come into this world and have King Herod order the death of all the boys in Bethlehem, it's like, oh, thank God for the discernment that Joseph had, because when the angel came to Joseph, he did what the angel said, and he left and escaped to Egypt. Now, next up on the mic, I'm so solemn. This hallelujah. This show is about celebrating, worshiping, adoring. This show is about Christmas. Show that Christmas spirit all year round. It is what Christ has asked us to do. That's why when we get in his birthday mode, all of a sudden we act the way he wanted us to act. Generosity, compassion. But we have to keep it up all year. Everybody, let's go to Away in the Manger. Now, this was done by Dede Perez, and this is a father and a daughter, and this is their rendition of Away in the Manger. I hope you enjoy it. Here we go. Thank you. Away in the Manger by D.D. Perez, everybody. If you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor Angelo McCarty, Chicago-based poet, known as Sister Poochie, coming to you with the Christmas celebration. Okay, I want to make a couple of announcements before we go on. One, I encourage everyone to download the app. In 2019, we're going to be switching our platform to have more things on the app than on Facebook or any other outlet. So if you haven't downloaded, please go to our website, www.jhom.org. On the first page, you will see an advertisement for the app. Click that advertisement, and it will take you to where you need to go. You're getting the church app by Subsplash. And once you get the church app by Subsplash, you choose the Journey Home Outreach Ministry as your favorite ministry, and then you will be connected for us forever whenever you open the program, for the app. Oh, everybody, this time is going by so fast. I extended the show a half an hour just to make sure that we weren't rushed. But we're to the part of the story where things are getting ready to begin, because this is where Jesus returns to Nazareth. And still being reading from Matthew, the second chapter, and I am starting at the 29th verse. And it said, after Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in the dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. For those who were telling you to take the child life are dead. So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was resigning in Judah in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So what's fulfilled? What's said through the prophets? That he would be called a Nazarene. Everybody, that is the true story of Christmas. That is what happened. This is how he was born. The trials that he had to go through. The trials that his mother and father had to go through. Constantly being under threat. And even up through his ministry, he was always under threat. So we can't be upset when we've become under threat by the devil. Because if he did it to Jesus, Jesus said he's going to do it to you. But we have to put the whole armor of God on and go forth in our faith, knowing that our Messiah has been born. And he is the true Messiah. And he's the one that can save us. So if you want to give any gift this year, make it the gift of your life. Give Jesus something for his birthday. I know we get everybody, you know, my birthday, I'm the only one who gets stuff. On Jesus' birthday, everybody else gets stuff. And, you know, hey, give your life to him if you have not. That would be the best gift you could possibly give. All right, everybody, I am going to play another song, and then we're going to roll out of the show. Again, I extended it a little bit just so I wouldn't be rushed, but I hope you enjoyed it. And before we leave, we're going to hear King of Kings, because that's who he was. That's who he is. This is who he is. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's everything. He's our all in all. You know, sometimes when you get so full of the Spirit and so into the Word, it's so hard to describe God. But everybody, let's just roll into the music. And here we go, King of Kings, Ken Folk featuring El Rich. Here we go.
Oh,
and kinfolk, everybody. This is Pastor McCarty, and one of the things that I want to close with, after reading you the true events that happened leading up to our Savior's birth, I hope that it gave you hope. I hope that it gave you belief and faith in the fact that our Savior was a golden gift from us. When he was born, they came from miles around and brought him gifts and worshiped and adored him. We have to remember that we're here to worship and adore him. Even today, as we think about our Savior, we should get to a point that every time we think about Christ, that every time the word Jesus comes in our head, the only thing we can do is raise our hands and worship and adore him, because his presence is so strong. Everyone, if you, again, have not given your life to Christ, I invite you to do it now. All you have to say is, Jesus, I make you my Lord. Come into my life. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe that you were born, died, and rose again, and now sits on the right hand of the Father, only to return for us. If you just say that with all of the enthusiasm, and I think part of that sounded like Joel Osteen, if it did, I didn't mean it. But if you take that and you say that, that's all that needs to be done, and you are saved. You repent of your sins that you know of. You ask Jesus to reveal any sins that you don't know of, and you get to live life everlasting. Everlasting life is what the gift we were given on Christmas, when our Savior was born. All right, everybody. This has been a very emotional show for me. Emotional in the way that I am so full with joy, hope, and excitement for the new year, because I know that God, the least that he could be, is good to you. That's the least he can be, is good. That's awesome. All right, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here. But how great thou art, everybody. Peace, love, blessings. I'll see you next Saturday for Shine Your Light Mix Show with DJ Shaheem. And we're going to combine the Youth for Christ show, the Young Adult for Christ show on that day too. So I'll see you next Saturday, same time, same place, 4 p.m. Everybody, peace, love, and blessings. I am out, and here we go.
Thank you.